The production Sudan and Me had 3 presentations in February. Now it's scheduled for the Rockwell Room on Main Street on Friday the 15th and Saturday the 16th at 7 p.m. It was co-written by Tanya Taylor and Todd Bigatell. Taylor, who is a singer, songwriter, producer, and choreographer, talked about how she was inspired to write her first musical.
Well, I met Solomon Awan, who's one of the Lost Boys of Sudan, 9 years ago, and you know, he told me his story and a lot of, you know, the experiences that I went through. And I remember just sitting in my car bawling, like, how can this happen? You know, and then studying and researching it to realize that, you know, 27,000 of these boys were journeying through the jungles of Africa by themselves, completely, you know, alone without parents, you know, prone to wild animals attacks and attacks from the Merhaline. And it was just, you know, I felt compelled in that moment to tell the story. And I think one of the overarching questions that arises from the musical is, how do we become better at integration in the United States?
The new version of the show has been trimmed down a bit to a cast of 9, but with one song added. Joanna Charnes was the narrator in the earlier version. She says her role now has not changed much.
It's a labor of love. It's absolutely wonderful. I'm one of the NPR reporters, so it's not too much of a stretch, but what I wanted to impart to people was, this is something that's an exceptional production. I say that without bias. I say that if I were watching it, seeing it for the first time, and that it's homegrown. I mean, my goodness, it's also something teenagers should see when you're feeling, I mean, I do this myself, one of these woe is me moments. You watch this show, it puts things in perspective. It's humbling about life and about what some people have to go through.
She added, the Lost Boys who have seen the show are proud and awed by it. Tickets can be bought at the door, or you can go online to TanyaTaylorProductions.com. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.